Continuing the inyan of working on being damakav zchus, looking at things a different way, looking at people a different way. And we were learning last week inside this Sichas Hischazkus from Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberberg, how it can affect everything in our lives now, Avodas Hashem. And we have to get to the bottom of the problem, and from there to work on ourselves, Lamaisa. Page Tes Oshei, which says Ruba de Ruba. Hayisayd Hukach, Yesh Harbe Pam Shazizal Al Hashayni, Liyachad Al Tzibu Chasu Shalom Chasu Shalom, Bami Chasroina Shal Hashayni. It's true. There are times when we can't help but notice and see that there are certain Chasroinas, there are certain things that are missing in other people, in other communities, and things that are going wrong, mistakes that are being made, mechul shushah sheni, somebody has a weakness, v'chadoyme v'chadoyme. Dvarim sheyesh behem chas v'sholom b'chinu shel aveira. Sometimes you see that there are those who are, God forbid, involved in aveiras, or there is a community, there are a group of Jews that they don't observe things the way they should. Avo ruba de ruba min yoni hazilzul. He says a very, very important yisod. Mostly, he says, Ruben, the vast majority of things that bring us to a feeling of zilzul, which means to look down. To look, zilzul means to look at others with loathing. Mostly, he says, Einu bo machne shiroi etzach haver chesreinus amitim. Mostly, it's not because you see that you truly see things that are wrong with somebody else, that are really, really chesroinus, or aveiros, or sins, or teusim, or mistakes. Rak avinu shebeshamayim osa, avinu shebeshamayim osa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made the world in such a way, shekol yachid v'yachid hu olam molei mamish. Listen to what an important yisod this is, and we have to live with this thought mamish every single minute of our lives. The tzaddik explains, it says in this form, that Hashem's Baruch has made the world in such a way where every single person, every individual person, is an olam mole mamish, is a separate, unique world. Is a world. Thank you. Kol yachid hu olam bifnei atzmo. Every individual is an olam bifnei atzmo. We're called tzibur hu olam bifnei atzmo. And every community is a tzibur, it's a community b'fnei atzmo, it's unique, it's different. And kol Yehudi hu neshama shehu gavoa me'al gavoa. And every Jew has a neshama, a soul that's exalted above exalted. Kol Yehudi yesh lo shlichus v'tafkid b'chal yom, or b'chal shavua, b'chal chaydish, and every single Jew has a shlichus, that he was sent into this world to accomplish certain things. And that shlichus depends upon the day and the week and the month. And Hashem has given each person his or her own talents, own skills. And each person is placed into his or her own circumstances in life. It's not a mistake. If somebody grew up in a religious home, somebody grew up in a non-religious home, Svardik home, this home, that home, this city, out of town, this place, went to this school, met this friend. Every person is an olam mole, mamush, is an entire world, b'fnei atzmo. And all of the circumstances of that person's life. You have a certain person that's born, and from the time that he or she is in the world, has certain netiyas, has certain inclinations. There's a child that you see, you could have in the same house, there could be behind her, there could be a few children, and from the beginning, this child has a certain netiyah to losing his temper. This one has an inclination to being good-natured or generous and so on. That Hashem has brought, created, each one is an olam mole. There's no question that they're influenced by their upbringing and so on, naturally. But Hashem has brought, created each one an olam mole, mamish, with his or her own personal netiyahs and ways. And Hashem has brought, has a specific shlichus for that child to grow up dafka that way, because he or she has to accomplish certain things in being misakein, his or her neshama, that particular soul, and affecting the world in a unique and particular way, in the place, with those circumstances, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, for that neshama. Not that, why wasn't I born, if I would have been in the religious family, if I would have been born over here, if I wouldn't have this problem in my life, if I wouldn't have had those kind of parents, if my situation would have been different, all of these machshavas, all of these thoughts are destructive narishkeiten. Everybody has his or her own mitzis in this world. Dvarim shemaitzim chein be'enav. Not only that, it's an interesting thing. This person likes vanilla, the other one likes chocolate, this one likes red, this one likes blue, this one likes green. And you could have all kinds of arguments and discussions that chocolate is better than vanilla, vanilla is better than chocolate. You could say when it comes to, you see the taste that people have in decorating a house, what for one person is a Gan Eden, for another person is Mamash Gehenna. You walk in from it and says, did you see what I did to my house? And you think, Rachmanos, what did you do to your house? And this person thinks that this you know, they're going to come and take pictures, and this is the most chashuv, the most beautiful house in the world. And the same thing, sometimes you'll see a couple, you'll see a husband and wife, and you're wondering, Gevalt, what did she see in him? What did he see in her? I don't see, they look like they're happy. And you figure, Mustamba, they're not happy. It can't be that they're happy. I don't see how these two go together. And they look happy, and it seems like they're happy in the... No, it can't be, because in our eyes, we don't see b'chlal, how one comes to the other. She says there are certain things that might seem chayin b'enev. There's a certain look in the simplest things. That for one person there's a certain chen, there's a certain grace and charm that a certain look has, a certain color has, a certain countryside, a certain type of scenery. Everything, because everything is different with each person's mamish and elamale. And this one likes this kind of music. You can't believe, how do you enjoy that? And the person's all excited. I want you to hear this. I heard this Gewaldige song, and then they play it for you. You can't, and you don't understand. And they have the same caches on your music. And each one says, this is good, that is good. Everybody has different nekudas of chayin that they find attractive and appealing and charming and beautiful. And the things that you find that this person finds unattractive and unappealing. Beruchnius v'gashmius. Spiritually and physically. L'kol Yehudi yeshes mahalach achayim shaloi. Each and every Jew has his or and her own mahalach in this world, that Hashem Yisbaruch sent that neshama down with a certain mahalach and infused into that neshama certain inclinations for everything. As I said before, what things are attractive for colors, for different type of music that neshama can hear. One person will hear something, a certain Dvar Torah, and that person's flying mamish from that Dvar Torah. The person could be flying for years from that Dvar Torah. Another person will hear the Dvar Torah, doesn't mamish nothing. This one hears chassidus, this one hears musar. The one that likes the musar can't hear the chassidus, the one hears chassidus can't hear the musar. And we see this with everything in life. Everybody has a mahalach of his own. And each one is mamish different from the other one. Not a little different. He says, they're mamish not similar. They're not alike. And this is especially true when you have the hardest thing is when it comes to the shidduch, when it comes to shalom bayis, to begin with. A man and a woman, a mamish and a katzil, are so different. To begin with, you're starting off with two different worlds. And in these two extreme different worlds. And then they come from two different backgrounds. At least it's a brother and a sister. So they share a certain back, they share something in common. And they come from the same home. And they share many things in common, a brother and a sister. But when it comes to a husband and wife, this one's a Galiciani, the other one's Hungarian. This one's a Litvak, this one's a Swadi. And they're all different backgrounds, and how everything in the home was different. Everything in the home was different. And this one's mother spoke this way, this one's father did this and acted that way. And then to bring these two together, and that there should be shalom bayis, is a nice, bigger than my separations. It's a gewaldig nice that there should be shalom bayis. Because each one is not a little bit different. Le'ma'at shayne, ele'ena doymel klal. So, not even similar. The same way, Gemara say, Chazal say, that the same way that no two faces are absolutely identical, kach ain't they a say in Shavas? Chazal say, so too, there are no two people since creation who share the exact same opinions. No such thing as two people who share the exact same thoughts and feelings. And just like faces, for the most part, are entirely different. And we see that all the details of the face are different. And the way the person looks, the way this person walks, and everything. And this is truly a wondrous thing that Hashem has done. That Hashem has made such a variety of people that we see this even physically, that they're so different. Allah has come of a kami infinitely, infinitely more so when it comes to spiritual matters. How people are so different in their likes and their dislikes and their inclinations and things that they're disinclined from, that they can't stand. There's so many differences. And this is a minifloz sabar hagdarlim. Kachu mamish binin hamidus van hugis vat drachim van mahalchim beruchnius vagashmius. This is how it is. So you're going to see, you'll see a certain person that talks to the child a certain way. And it echoes you. You look at this like we spoke about last week in the grocery. But not, I'm not talking about dafka on a bad day. Sometimes you'll see that I remember I was someplace recently, I mean, don't take this to heart or anything if it's not gay to you, but I was someplace recently where there was a mother, the way that she was with the baby, you know, I just had to be Ms. Gabra, like not to, you know, like, you know, it was a certain way that she was doing it. I love when mothers are affectionate with their children, but it was a certain way that was so, in my way of looking at it, which is different, it was just so overbearing. I wanted to take the kid away for a little bit, to rescue the kid. It was like, you know, the kid couldn't breathe, and I was thinking of Baruch Shalom, help the kid out. But that is his Yeshua. That's his mother, and that's her Mahalach. But that's not my Mahalach. But we judge people always according to our Mahalach. We judge according to our way, of all of our natias, and with all of our differences, we come into every moment of our lives with 20, 30, 40, 50 years, cumulative netiyas, things that are in the neshama, not just from this life, but in the neshama from the first gilgul, from many, many lifetimes, that you and I have been in this world already many times, and we have certain things that are in us for 1,000 years, for 2,000 years. And when you walk into a room and you see somebody, it's different than the person you've been for the last 2,000 years. Not just since you came from Bensonhurst, but for the last 2,000 years. There's something, you have a different mahalach. And then you meet up with somebody that's different from you. In every way. And in simple little things, and you find that it bothers you. You can't be soivel it. You can't tolerate it. When you see that there's certain, when there's a certain couple that they relate to each other in this way, parents with children, children with parents, all of these things. Kol echad hu shayne mechaveh betachlis. And Hashem Baruch wanted it to be that way. Hashem Baruch wanted there should be such differences. And he explains, very formidable lineup. V'ahavis Yisrael on page Yud. V'ahavis Yisrael, if you don't have look with somebody else. V'ahavis Yisrael v'il harbet tzadikim. Was haben sehr gekocht in them, that they were in this Indian burning, burning mamish, they were strong in this Indian. Kama rotzen avinu shabashamayim shetomid nachzul atzmeinu. How Hashem is Baruch wants us to constantly think about this and review with ourselves. When the shining latzmeinu, amayk, and to think about it very deeply. Shekol yochid hu oylam acher. That this is the beauty of the Rabbi Shalom's world. How every single Jew is an andere Welt, is a different world. The called Sibu Olam Achim. And every community So we're talking about Jews that are shomer Torah, Jews that keep mitzvahs. So you'll have. So there'll be the Polish Chassid, there'll be Chabad, there'll be the Svadim, and among the Svadim there'll be Iraqis and Moroccans and Syrians and Persians and the Taimanim, and there will be different Kehilas and different Sibas, and each one has their own way. And then you walk in every street in Eretz Yisrael. One of the greatest pleasures I have when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, aside from everything else, is that I walk into it. You know, you walk over by you're at a mincha by the Kaisel, you're someplace at a minyan, and you'll have in the same minyan, you'll have somebody that's davening for the Omid that's like a, you know, Yemenite Jew, and then standing next to him is a Yerushalmi Chassid, and over here there's a guy, you know, there's a guy that's wearing his army uniform, the Kippah Seruga, and halavai, everybody should get along together, not just by davening, right? But this is the Baruch Shalom's greatest nachas. It's the greatest oinig. He created certain Jews that when they would hear the teachings of Rav Kook, it would set them on fire. He created the Jews that when they would hear a certain other kind of teaching, it would set them on fire. And that they don't hear this kind of Torah. And they don't hear from that type of a mahalach. And they're drawn towards something different. And he says everybody is in a different world, and every tzibur, every community, every group of Jews has a certain chayim that the Baruch Shalom wants it to be this tzibur. It's not a mistake. You see, people think like this. People think that my way is the true way. My way is the true way. So it's my way that I receive from my rebellion, and of my parents, my grandparents. This is the true way. And that other community, that other group of Jews, that they have that shul, or they have that way, that's an aberration. They're never making a mistake. I like them, they're Jews, but they're making a mistake. They're making a mistake. Because why? Because Hashem's book doesn't want Jews to wear coats from the 18th century. Or Hashem's book doesn't want Jews to wear big white yarmulkes and sandalim. Hashem's book doesn't want that. But I'm trying to love them despite these problems. That's a mistake. That's Sheker v'Chazav. Hashem Yisbarach delights in these differences. Hashem Yisbarach wanted there to be different Yidden that have different Netiyahs and that are drawn towards different Mahalchim in this world. All. And all, of course, I'm talking about with Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Hashem doesn't have a rotzen that there be Jews who are Mechal Shabbos, right? You understand? I'm not talking about people who are not observing mitzvahs. But Jews who are Shomer Torah mitzvahs. But the nature of things is that every tzibur, every community sees itself as being, this is the way. And the other one, they're nice, but they've gone off. Something is different. Something is wrong. They lost their way. It's the same thing when it comes to individuals. I like that person, it's a very nice Jew, but that person is mamish, lost his way, he's lost her way. This is not the truth. This is not the true way. So he says, this is sheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, Shechol Yochid V'yochid V'chol Tziba V'tziba Yavdos, Hashem Yisbaruch Hu B'chinah Shelai. Hashem Yisbaruch Hu wants that each individual should serve Hashem in his way, in her way. And we learned about this once from Rav Kook. I spoke about this once by Shabbos Hagadol Joshua, that when Rav Kook has an unbelievable Torah, where he begins with the pasuk in Yecheskel Anavi, when Yecheskel says Va'ani b'sol chagola, and I am in exile. You know that the Navi Yecheskel was not in Eretz Yisrael. And he says Va'ani b'sol chagola. He was in Bavel. He says I am in the exile. And Rav Kook says that the saddest thing is when the ani, when the deeper I, the true person who you are, is in a state of exile. And Rav Kook said that this is the problem with much of the chinuch, with much of the education. That you have a Rebbe that comes into the classroom. You have a teacher that comes into the classroom. And that teacher, that Rebbe, is determined to shape and to form the child, not according to his or her own needs, not according to his personality, not according to the netiyos and nefesh to raise that person the right way, but the Rebbe or the teacher trying to fatten, Rav Kook used the word, to fatten up that child with his or her own mahalchim, with his or her own netiyos and nefesh, and in doing so, to cause unbelievable conflict within the child and pain that oftentimes leads to a child turning completely away from the way of completely away from Torah mitzvahs. With the whole Indian of chinuch is chanoich lanar al pidarko, that every child has a derech, has a way. And in one house, there could be five children, six children, eight children, and each one is a different derech, is a different way. And it can't be wholesale. And what the kind of school that this one needs, for this child, this school could be Yeshua. For the other one, it could be the worst decision to send that child to a different school. I'm not saying that we're proud of it, but we have children in five different schools, you know, six different schools, of course, with the dinners and so on. It's hard, and the building funds, all of that, but But my wife and I, with each child, we tried always, not that we made the best decisions, we try, like all parents, but we felt that for this child, this is a different mahalach. This child needs a this. For this child, we felt that perhaps a smaller klesum, a softer and gentler place. For the other one, we felt it needs to be a little bit brought out of a certain closed way, and so on and so forth. And you have to dive into Hashem's Baruch that you should be able to see what this child needs and what that child needs. And the same thing when it comes to the adults: what shul, where to go, and where you feel that here you can grow. Each person is different, and you see that what happens between one community. Another one that you have this by the chassidim. It's terrible that one chassid, he says bad things about the other chassid because they have by their rabbi. Their rabbi doesn't know. Only our rabbi is good. Or by this yeshiva to another yeshiva, that the yeshivas look down. The guys from this yeshiva look down, and the guys from that yeshiva. And this is going to say this happening all the time. Or from one shul that this is the only way. This is our shul. So you have one shul that might excel in one thing. You have a shul that excels in chassid. You have another shul that excels in this. And Hashem has brought one. Wants that each tzibur, each community, and each individual should develop in his or her own unique way. The klerach amiyuchel lo, ba'ayfim v'hamahalach v'aderech shelo. That Hashem wants that. U'kamayshi yisim ha'chavetz chayim u'me'ed ha'bit tzadikim. And you know from the chavetz chayim and other tzadikim. Shadov is adoyim letzav v'shalim. I'm sure you all heard this. The chavetz chayim used to say that the Baruch Shem, it's like an army. And an army is sarach lechol mine chayolim. The army needs all different kinds of soldiers. Shekol sugal 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 lemuch laif and achashom lechama. Each division, each part of the army. So you have a navy, you have the air force, you have the infantry, and you have different parts of the army. And the country, the army consists davke of all these different groups. Bayom, the ocean, right? The navy, bayabosha, bechadayma. And without that, you can't win the war. You came in the war. So this one likes to be in the navy. Besides, he's drawn towards the ocean. You know, could be he comes from Zulim, from that world. He likes the ocean. The other one wants to be in the air force. This one's more knighted towards the land. And so it is. The Chabad Chaim said it's the same way when it comes to serving Hashem. And that's the only way to win. If you separate yourself from the rest of the troops, from those who are different, then you can't be victorious. You'll be destroyed. The Nitzachon comes davke from these groups working with each other. Those different ways among Jews or keeping mitzvahs, those are not that there's one that's right and the others are wrong. They're all good. And Hashem wants all of them. Of course, they all have to keep Shulchan Aruch and Halacha 100%. Because no one could come along and say that I'm from the group that doesn't keep Shabbos. There's no such thing. Because we have a Shulchan Aruch Baruch Hashem. You could say that, I'm from the group that sits in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. And the other one says, I'm from the group that doesn't sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. And we have groups like that in Klal Yisrael. And for one to say, you don't sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, what's the matter? He says in the Gemara like this, and no one says, you sit in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, but don't you know that this tzaddik says like this, this tzaddik says like that, and each one looks at the other one, and he's chayish, the other one, you don't know what you're doing, and you're wrong, and we're the only ones that know what's right. Hashem Yisbrach wants some Jews in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, and he wants some Jews not in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Baruch Shalom wants. That's the Ratzon of the Baruch Shalom. And if that's with communities, certainly it's true with individuals and with their own personalities and the tis and nefesh. The Yetzirah nichnas ma'od ma'od amayk b'leiv ha'adam. Now here's where the Yetzirah comes, the evil inclination comes, and it goes deep into a person. Shebli simas leiv chazaka, that unless you're very careful and pay close attention, va'avoyde v'yegia atzumim, you have to work so hard on this Indian. When if you don't work on it, if you don't concentrate, lo margishum lagamre, you don't recognize, you don't sense this at all. Ad kamer hayetzer machnis b'libeinu says taklus shel zilzul al kol dovish and murgal acharis, shani murgal acharis. How it's so easy to slip into a negative way of looking at anything that I'm not used to. Whatever you're not used to, whatever's not your way. And it's always amazing, because when you're growing up in the house, you have always tinnitus to your mother. What's the matter with you? My mother does this, and my father, you can't take it. How can they do all these strange things? And then the second you get married, then the rest of your life, you're telling your husband, I don't know, by us, we did it like this. Right? And the husband's saying to the wife, I never saw my mother such a thing. But when you were in the house, you couldn't take it. And you always had tinnitus and tinnitus. Why is it when you're married? But I don't like this. I want to get out of my house. And the second you get out of your house and you talk to someone, say, oh, it was getting good. It used to be so good by us. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if this is so different than I'm used to. But a person has hergelim. A person is used to certain things. All children want to be away from the house. That's something that's in the teva. That's the union of Adam and Rishon taking the fruit away from the tree. That there is this crazy, self-destructive thing inside of us that's pulling us away from the root of our existence. And that's the source of turning away from Hashem and turning away from a parent. But then the rest of your life, all you do is miss that tree. The fruit is chalishing to be back on the tree. And that's the way life is. And the nature of a person is unless you're careful and you're constantly vigilant, when you see something that's different than another person that you're not used to, it's very, very easy to become zilzel. Ugh. Even though you won't say that, but inside of yourself you feel like, this is not the way it's supposed to be. There's a feeling of zilzel, looking down. I'll call Dovish in a daimel mahalach shali. On anything that's not similar to my mahalach. And it could be the simplest things. It could be the way that somebody dresses. Why is somebody dresses? It's different the way that you dress. And then you look at the person, this person doesn't have good taste. Doesn't have good taste. You see, you know, you could have a woman walks into shul and the whole as his notion is, you know, giving the is looking over to see where she's holding, where she's shopping, and this one, you know, sometimes you get the approval, sometimes it's, you know, it's no good, and this one likes, and this one doesn't like, and then with this one gets a shaitel, this one gets a dress, and with the men. The men also with how they dress and what this one's driving, what kind of job this one has, he's an executive in a corporation, and the other one has a business, and this one looks at the other one with a zilzel what kind of a way is that to spend your life in this kind of business. The other one looks at this all with zilzel, with negativity. And again, most of the things we don't say because you realize that people aren't going to like you. You realize people aren't going to like you if you say everything that you think. So you keep things to yourself, but inside yourself, you're mezalzel. You're mezalzel. And then the worst thing is when a kid comes home and wants to be a little different than the parent. And the kid wants to be a little different. A kid has a certain mahalach. And the parents are shocked. How can my child have a different mahalach than I have? And I'm not talking about not wanting. I'm talking about wanting to keep mitzvahs. Wanting to keep mitzvahs. There's a different mahalach. A different mahalach. So this child, how many melchamas I've had to deal with where a kid doesn't want to wear a hat and the father says, if you don't wear a hat, I'm not walking into shul with you. And the kid says, I don't want to wear a hat. You're wearing a hat. I don't want to wear a hat. You're wearing a hat. You know that for the next 70 years, there's one thing he's not going to wear is a hat. And you have to. You don't have the back and forth. All of these things. It's not, if it's something that has to do with halacha, no, mele. I'm not talking about something that has to do with halacha. But it's something that you like. This is your way. Your kid doesn't have to like that. So when they're very little, again, I'm not saying at what age. When they're very little, of course, we try and we hope and so on. But then it comes. A child has a feeling of independence, and you have to be very, very careful that a child has a different mahalach than a parent. And what that child is appealing to, the parent's not appealing. And sometimes we break the children. You say, I can't understand. Why don't you like that camp? It's such a gewaldic camp. I would love it if I was a kid. And the kid's thinking, you know, I'm not you. And I hate it and I dread it and I don't want to go. You say, you're crazy. This is mamish. You know how much money I spent for you to go to camp? And the kid thinks, well, I don't know why. Besides that they're torturing me, they also spend money that I should be tortured. And the kid bechlal doesn't come. And he has a different mahalach. It's a different mahalach. There's a certain child that would rather stay home. There's another child that would rather go here. And there's all of these things. The mahalchim. And the parents say, we're going to go on this gevaldige trip. We're going on this trip. And the kid doesn't want to go on the trip. And then the parents get all upset. Look how moisa nefesh. No other parents in the world would do this. No other parents would take off from work to go with the kids. And the kids the whole way, this doesn't like this. He has tiny. He doesn't want to go. He'd rather stay with his friends. He'd rather play. Why you shut me here? I don't want to be here. And the parents have tinyness that there's something wrong. You're good for nothing. And you're rotten. And you're spoiled. And all these shyness that break children, the child is a different mahalach. It's hard to know when is it a mahalach or when is it a spoil. That's a very, very big chachma. It's a very big chachma, and we're not going to get it. It's a whole different Indian, but a child is a different mahalach. There's a different mahalach. People say, you know, I read many books, especially when they were little, but you know, look, we have Kanayin Har, we have six girls and a boy. So you would think that my son would have grown up with the girls, that he would have liked dolls, yeah? From the time that he was, the first word that my Usher Zelig said was, car. not daddy, mommy, abi, car. He would stand by the window all day long, like this, looking, car. All day long, there's an Indian, that boys have such a mahalach by a girl, doesn't interest at all. It's not shy. even when they're already driving, doesn't interest them so much. So this is a mahalach. There's a teva. And as much as there are people now in the world that want to erase all of these differences and say, nah, it's all one big happy family, everybody's the same, we all have to be the same as sheker, because it's not true. Everybody has to be treated equally. Everybody has to be treated fairly. But that everybody's the same? Sheker v'chazer. Wasn't it amazing how during the funny time of the 1960s, when America was sort of growing up, and how, you remember that whole movement, the anti-establishment, and the, you know, the hippies, that whole kufa, that interesting period in America that's when I was growing up, you know, in the 60s, the late 50s, the 60s. So it was an amazing thing how every single person, every single anti-establishment person said that everybody wants to dress the same way and listens to the same music, smokes the same stuff, drinks the same stuff. It's amazing. All they said was be your own person, and everyone wanted to be the same. And what would have happened if one of those guys, instead of wearing the hair that way and listening to that music and smoking that stuff and acting that way, would have wanted to wear like plaid pants and a striped shirt and to have you know, white socks and a bow tie. And they, you know, you understand the picture I'm painting. They would have said, you know, you're just totally out of it. You can't be part of our chabura. And he would have said, why? The whole chabura stands for what? Independence. Be your own person. So I want to wear a necktie and I have a lower shirt. You know, I want to wear this. This gives me a chis. This is me. I enjoy this. No. We want you to be you as long as it's identical to us. That was the 1960s. And the same music and the same preachers and the same shtusim and narishkeit, the same shows, everything the same. All under the guise of what? All under the guise of everybody loves each other. Everybody loves each other. Everybody's in love. You still have so much ahava. Right? The 60s brought into the world so much ahava, so much love. Because the idea was that we're breaking down all barriers. Everybody loves each other. We're all friends. We're all the same. Everybody's the same. And from that came out what? The biggest sinner? Hatred, suspicion. That we're living now in a world that's never been as cold. The world is so cold. It used to be that people lived in a town, they lived in a village. People, there was a certain friendliness, there was a certain sweetness. I'm not talking about Tzedakah and a Yiddish and a Jewish in the Welt, in the world. Those who were in New York 40, 50 years ago, it was a different place. And the whole thing with all of this ahava and everybody's the same came out what? Came out such coldness and distance. Because the Baruch Shalom wants that there should be differences. And he wants that there should be differences, not that you should be mazal to look down and have a negative way of seeing other people, but to appreciate that the Baruch Shalom has the greatest nachas from this symphony of all the different instruments and with all the different neshamas and all the different backgrounds, and that each one could respect the other. It doesn't mean you have to resemble the other. You don't have to become the other. That's what he's saying. And this Yetzirah goes into a person that if you don't pay attention, you're going to start to look at the one who's a little bit different than the way you were raised. You're going to start to look at her with zilzel, in a negative way. Kol Dorvi says that's not similar. She'enu dermel mahalach shalila derek shalila ifen shalib chadayma. One, the right hand column of page Yud, like 7-8 lines up from the bottom. And if you're not constantly vigilant, you're not even recognized. You're going to find yourself thinking certain thoughts and feeling certain negativity. You don't even realize where it comes from. And then you say to yourself, oh, of course, I know you're not allowed to look down on any Jew. I know that. Everybody's different. The tzaddikim spoke about this a lot. That unless there's constant hard work and effort, Yoim Yoim Shavuos VeChadoshim Lavoid VeLishbaros Atzmo, week after week, year after year, working on yourself to believe in what we're learning right now and to take it to heart whenever you see somebody and you feel a little bit something coming into your head that's a little bit negative, to work on this inyan always. And if you don't, he says, Ein magishim klal, ad kam mezalzel meshem. You don't even realize how much you mezalzel in the other person, how much you look down on the other person. Very often they could feel it. Very often another person can feel that. Even though you don't mean to give off that kind of energy, another person can feel when you look down on her, when you look down on him. And they could feel it. V'yesh b'zeh dargas b'lish shir. There's no end to the different madrigas, the different levels of how this happens. The bottom of the page. Ein kematev shos lefari dvar me'elu. It's almost impossible to go into details over here. Kizeh b'lish shir v'saif mam. There's no end to this. To the differences in how, and the nuances. B'chol zman or b'chol gil es tkufa ba'ifen or tkufa ba'ifen acher, every age, every time in history, the time that we're living in, you know that there's a difference between the older generation and the younger generation. And it's a very odd thing when you begin to feel that, like I know that my wife and I are feeling that in the house now, you know, that when you're saying things, the kids look at each other, there's like a certain look at each other, like what's going on with mom and dad, you know, they're totally out of it. And we had this conversation a few times, and I remember looking at my parents, you know, with my sister that same way, and then I said, I can't believe this is happening to me. It's happening, and I don't feel like I'm that old, but I see my children look at me like I'm from a different age. And I see myself as like, hey, let's go, you know, and hey, come on, kid. And they say, all right, like, daddy, you know, they're embarrassed, and like, you know, it's that funny thing that I remember happening, you know, growing up. And it happens, it starts happening to you. Because between one generation and another, every tkufa has its own thing and its own chayim, its own sweetness, its own charm, its own way, even periods of time. There are certain things that in one period the b'chlal, the olam, doesn't see, and in other periods the olam does see. I remember that there was a certain community that I knew of when I was growing up, and that community, they went around with a petition. There were people that wanted to build a mikveh for women. They wanted to build a mikveh, and it was a community that had in it over 1,000 Shomer Shabbos families. I'm talking about over 30 years ago. They couldn't get the signature of 50 families that wanted to have a mikveh in the neighborhood. And Baruch Hashem, now they have a beautiful, beautiful mikveh. And one of the rabbanim from the neighborhood told me that the attendance is terrific and Baruch Hashem is thriving. Isn't it amazing? I think it's amazing. What happened? I remember 30 years ago, you couldn't get the people to sign that they would want to have a mikveh. They didn't want to have a mikveh. People weren't going to the mikveh and they didn't want the mikveh. Now Baruch Hashem, you see in this generation, it's something that caught on, Baruch Hashem, with that. That there should be, even my people, let's say, some people are not always careful with other things when it comes to tznis, but the mikveh, Baruch Hashem, there's more people going to the mikveh. Every tkufa, every period of time, there are different inyanim that catch on to that period, to that generation. And therefore there's so many problems between parents and children that have to do with differences. Differences that the Baruch Shalom wants there to be, different tkufas, different periods, different ways. Again, all with observing mitzvahs, everything with mitzvahs, everything according to halacha, but different ways, different music. I can't understand. I said to most of my children really, they, I think with my wife and I and the children, we share a certain taste in Jewish music. But you know, so I remember I had this discussion with one of the kids. You know, there was a certain kind of music that Jewish music that the child was listening to. You know, every time the car would want to put on that tape, that I can't be sorry for it. I just can't listen to it. I can't take it. And then I would rather listen to something else. And for that child that's suffering to listen to what I like, all of these things have to do with different tiers and different generations. And he says, Avinu, the third line, Avinu shebashamayim righteous and achapis es avodah zarah hazu. Hashem wants us to search for and to destroy this avodah zarah, this idolatry inside of us that says, that worships ourselves, that I have to worship my family, I have to worship my Rebbe, I have to worship my way of being brought up, I have to worship the way that I was taught and the way my family did things and my taste in clothing, my taste in music, my taste in friends. That avodah zarah, that's an idolatry. To worship your way. That it has to be this way. You should love your way and appreciate it. Okay. But not that it should cause you to be mazals and to look down on other people who are not like that. Hashem's Baruch wants us to root it out. Sadikim gilu shirotzna vinish bishmaim shakalach lefima dregosa yechapis pe'ezer dvarm whom is alzab acherim. Hashem Yisbarach has taught us that He wants us to constantly think of things to try to find in our lives those areas where we're looking down on other people. How am I looking down on this person? So listen to what he says. Yilodim ktanim. Now we know the little children. I'll call ma'at shinui kvarhem mezalzalim. Little kids, anything that's different than what they used to, then mezalzalim, they make fun of, right? Anything that's different for a little kid, anything that's different, they make fun of. But soicha kirim and they laugh. Or mechaychim al kolmenei kitnes. And children will make fun of and laugh and point their finger at anybody that's a little bit different. That's the way of children. Anything that's a little bit different. Anything. I remember growing up, so we used to go a lot to my cousins. I have cousins in Williamsburg, they should be well. Real Hasidic cousins. And they would come to us, and I would go to them. So when they would come to visit us, so I would bring them out with my friends to play. And my friends, no matter how many times my cousins would come, my friends were always giggling and laughing. And my cousins didn't really speak much English. And they wanted to play with us, stickball and baseball, and with a long pace. And the guys from the block, first of all, I had some Chinese friends also. But not talking about the Chinese friends, the Jewish kids, like they looked at my cousin, oh, he might just come with, this is from outer space. And they were, so when they came to my block, they were weird. And then when I went to Williamsburg, So my cousin would take me out with them, and I would go to them in the street, and then all of their friends would come and stare at me. It was just their maidlam, you're a girl with your hair, what do you have hair like that? They start making fun of me, and they all come to look at me, because I wasn't Hasidish, right? And it's the craziest thing. So when they're by me, all the kids are going with sugar, having a good time at their expense. When I'm by them, all the kids are making fun of me. But children have a tefillah that anything that's different in a classroom, in school, anything that's funny, anything that's different, they go crazy. They go mashugah. They enjoy that. And the mazalzel, they make fun. When there's a child in a classroom who's a little bit different, children can be unbelievably cruel. Not that they have, God forbid, a nature that's cruel, but because they don't have the breath to appreciate differences, and they're so stuck in the way that they were raised, children don't have... You see, as adults, we can at least make believe that we're tolerant, right? We make believe, oh, that's so nice. And then you go home, you tell your husband, you see what a weird person is. But children, they don't have that. Children, they don't have that. Children are intolerant because they don't make believe they're honest. And therefore, it's the hardest thing when there's a kid that's a little bit different. When there's a kid in the class that's a little bit different, the other kids could mamish torture the kid. And mezalzel on the kid and put him down and make fun, and he can't do anything without being hurt and ridiculed. Shekol bar das meivin she'ein b'zeh klum. Now any intelligent person, an adult, if you walk in someplace and the kids look at you, and the little kid looks and he starts to laugh at you because he's not what you're used to, any intelligent person doesn't get upset by that. Any adult understands that kids are kids. Kids will love if you have somebody gets up and let's say he davens and he has a different accent, right? Somebody gets up, he says Baruch, he says Hashem Baruch. So the kids from the far country, Baruch, Baruch. And if you go up in Williamsburg or Monroe and you say Baruchu, they'll say Baruchu, oh Baruchu, and the kids will laugh, Baruchu, Baruchu, right? They say it's Baruch, and he says Baruchu. And the kids go crazy. This is a baruch, it's a baruch. And any little change in accent, the children, mamish, they make fun, they laugh, they have a good time. Or let's say someone gets up to daven for the yombit, and he davens a little bit differently. He has a different nusach, he has a different nigin, something that's different. All the kids right away start to make a tumult. They start to make a commotion, they start to laugh. It's a whole scene. From the usual accent. They already start smiling and laughing. They could talk about the whole day. Did you hear that guy down? No, the kids could talk about the whole day. They're making fun. Like it's some amazing story. That there's somebody that got up and davened differently. Did you hear the guy that davened? Did you hear the nigger that he sang? And the kids the whole day are having a good time. For his chilumok and digging shal Shabbos, he doesn't know the nusach. He started singing the nusach from Shabbos, and it's not even Shabbos. No, and all of these things. Nigin shal yontif, for like slirch lit prices on nigin anochin. If somebody goes up and he starts off with the wrong nusach, it's Shabbos, not yontif, not Shabbos. Everybody's laughing. You have adults that laugh at that too. That they can't, that also, they make a whole big to-do, that this guy doesn't daven the right. But the tzaddikim have taught us that we find this even by adults, and even by people who are on a higher level, we see such a thing that they're like little children. That you'll see that even adults, even chashuva people, will make fun of and smirk and laugh at things that are a little bit different from what they used to. After the brackets, v'afilu dvarim shehem mamish in yonim shel tofel v'chitzonius, and you'll have even adults will laugh just like kids. That adults will laugh about things that are silly, that are extra chitzonius, about how someone dresses. Adults will laugh and make fun. And even if they don't actually laugh, as I said, because adults are more sophisticated. So inside of themselves they laugh. They say, you know, I thank God I'm so with it. You know, I'm dressed, I'm stylish, I'm really fashionable, I'm a person of the world. And they just, you know, and you look at this other person that they don't know what they're doing. And you feel inside of yourself like a zilzel to make fun, to laugh. If you'd be a little kid, you'd point your finger. But you're not a little kid, so you're so inside your head, you're pointing a finger. And it's all talk, it's all narishkeit, and chitzonius, and silly things. The smallest little differences, external differences between one person and another, can cause an adult to mock and to make fun and to ridicule and look down. Smallest little differences that are silly, that don't mean anything. How a person dresses, this one wears on his head, this one wears on his feet. What's the difference? Well, but the same way that children, anything that's different, they'll make fun, they'll be mezazel, adults also. And unless you really, really work on this, don't think that this is not negative. I'm not like this. It's very subtle. And therefore the tzaddik says over here that unless you put a great amount of effort into working on this and trying to notice this in your life and how you look at people that way, he says, unless you do that, you're never ever going to get it out of your system. He says, "Kshemas chilim," is supposed to be kshemas chilim. When you begin lechapes, some printing thing. When you begin to look, the moitzim ad kam hayetzas and nichnas amayk believe. If you take time off and you begin to think about this, you realize how much this yetzahara, how this Yetzirah has changed our lives, have taken away so much of the sweetness, so much that's positive and good in our lives, and so much of the simcha that we can have. So much of the simcha is taken away by these kind of silliness, by narishkeit, by total silliness. It's like Poshul Dabar Vincent Rabban Levi Adaya, page Yir Aleph, Maris Nafshel, Al Mishtadlim as Hashem's Baruch Leschazik B'yachad. And now he says, "Ubefrat, and especially koydem bias haMashiach." So we're living, Baruch Hashem, we're living in the last few days, the last few minutes before Mashiach comes. So the tzaddik says, but especially before Mashiach comes, K'moisha HaRav, HaRebbe Reb Hirschel Zidit Shover, kochten them. HaRab Hirschel Zidit Shover, the tzaddik was cooking this Indian, was burning with this Indian. What? B'seifin his sefer sumerava seitoit umarach sham. And the sefer he writes that kama whom he yisoydes haYehudi. Reb Hirschel Zidit Shover wrote how this is such a basic Indian of being a Jew. Lachain, Reb Hirschel Zidit Shover wrote, Lachain achai. Therefore, my brothers, he said, Teidu, you should know. When it says you should love another Jew as yourself, this is the klal gadol b'Torah. This is the fundamental principle, the all-inclusive klal of all of Yiddishkeit. Asher says, soivev kol haprat, is that tachlis ha'odim. It's the tachlis of the person's life. V'yeda ki b'nafshoy hu. And the Rebbe of Hirschel is in the Chavah says, b'nafshoy hu. B'nafshoy means that if you don't realize this, this is the expense of your life, of the whole tachlis of your life. You could be the most religious person and you're missing everything, the yisayt, the essence of all Yiddishkeit. L'zalzal b'zulosay. That what happens, you begin to make fun of other people, to look down. Hu inyan shel b'nafshoy. That's at the expense of your nefesh, of your soul. Hatipesh, Reb Hirschel says, the fool, Chosid, who has no seichel, Ksheraya is Yechisaran, when he sees something that's wrong with another person, he sees something that's missing in another person, Choshev, Shul Machmas Hashem, he thinks, that person is no good. and he doesn't understand, like we spoke about last week, that what you see is because of something that's missing inside of you. That's why you interpret that in a negative way. That's why you make fun of that. That's why you look down upon it. Not because there's something wrong with him, there's something wrong with you. Amar Bezer Hirschel talks about this a lot. Bachakach Mesayim, and he ends the tzadik. Asher Chananu Hashem Deyer Bina V'Haskel. We have to daven that the Baruch Shalom gives each and every one of us the seichel, the understanding, the wisdom. Yeshul his ames, that we should have to, that we should constantly, that we have to realize how much we have to push ourselves, how much we have to work on this. He says, Haminu Achai, Rabbi Hirschel said, the Shavah said, he says, believe in this, my brothers. After all that I've written and all that I've spoken, Rabbi Yishol says, on this Indian, I haven't even started. I mamish haven't even put a little stick into the ocean. I haven't started. There's a shorish kol hamidus, and this is the shorish of all the midus. And I spoke about this last at the beginning of the year, how they'll have all these campaigns, and they're terrific campaigns against lashon hara, campaigns against anger, and it all begins with this negativity, with this whole zilzel. All the negative midas are growing out of this. So you could have the biggest campaign against lashon hara, and for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, people will do this, and they'll put up signs, and they'll try hard, and they'll go to this shiur, and they'll buy little bichlach, little books, and the Chavos Chaim's picture, and they'll read the lashon hara for the day against, I mean, not for, you know, and this day and that day, and all, and they're reading this, and they're saying, oh, I can't listen to this. And it doesn't stay, because they haven't gone to the shayrish, the root of the Indian. And Rabbi Hirschel says, the shayrish kol amidus. This is the shayrish of all the midas. The shayrish kol shvirus ha-kelim, and all that's sebrachinkai, all that's broken, the shayrish kol ra, is the root of all ra, of all evil. Sheyeshbon that exists in the world. This zilzel, not appreciating differences, not accepting that. Not, I mean, Mela, why do you speak Lashon Hara? Why do you want to speak Lashon Hara about that person? So they don't talk about it. It's always like, this is not allowed, that's not allowed. But why? Why do you want to be that way? Why does it bother you what the other person is doing or saying? The case of Shom, the Tzaddik of Hirschel Shom writes over there, Shekol Zenimshach, another 5 minutes, Shekol Zenimshach, Meheder Ames, all this comes from what? From Sheker. From falsehood, from heder ha'emes, from an absence of truth. Chazal told us in many places that before Mashiach comes, truth is going to be very hard to find. Ha'emes nederes, truth is going to disappear. Truth is mamash going to disappear. Somebody told my wife yesterday, we had a simcha last night, and somebody said to my wife that their son, that they have a few children, and they have one son that goes to a certain yeshiva, which happens to be a very fine yeshiva to you. It's a nice yeshiva. But that yeshiva, in certain circles, is not looked upon as being the most chashuv yeshiva. And she told, this woman told my wife, that because they have an 11-year-old in that yeshiva, they're having problems with shidduchim for their 20-year-old daughter. That it's come back to them that we don't want to go with a family who has a boy in that yeshiva. No? You don't want to take Kriya. What does that even mean, Bichla? What does that mean? I mean, the sheker, the ra, the evil in such a thought, in such a swara, it's hard to believe, and I don't know if I'm a Kabbalist, that there could be such a thing. You know, it's hard to believe that people would stoop and descend into such smallness and ugliness. That a Jewish girl shouldn't be appreciated for what she is and for who she is, but and do you even know what's wrong with that yeshiva? And who told you the yeshiva is not good? And who could say about a yeshiva that it's not good? And that boy is not good? And bechlal, what does that even mean? How do you even do such a thing? And whoever's been in the parasha of Shidduchim, if you're in the subject of Shidduchim, you know that in this whole meaning of Shidduchim brings out all of these zilzulim, all of the ugliness, all of the smallness that's hiding in people, comes out when it comes to Shidduchim. Because so much counts over there, so much counts, and 99% of it comes from gaiva, from conceit, and from the ego, and from ugliness. And it's the shirish of so much suffering, so much misery. So he says, there's no emes with sheker. What kind of sheker is that a girl should have a shidduch and not have a shidduch? Because what? Because there's a brother that goes to yeshiva that some idiot didn't like because probably their kid failed and deserved to fail. And then somebody starts saying something about the yeshiva. And because of that, some girl some girl, or some wonderful girl, it's chash of a girl, and a chash of a family. They have to somehow, and some on some level, they have to have such an Irish guy. It's hard to believe. Chazal say, "Shati emes nasas adarim adarim v'halechis." The emes is going to disappear before Mashiach comes. The truth goes off in little groups and goes into different places. And one of the ways of the Eitz Sahara before Mashiach comes is what? Rak haderek shali. The only thing that's good is my way. Shal hayochid, shal atzibur hu emes. Only my way is good. My community, only that's emes. Vein afech and masig emes ulasi. Nobody knows the truth other than me. Mizemavius kolab chinish shal hepech me'ahavet shalom erais. And this brings to all the opposite of love and of shalom and of peace. And Mashiach still isn't here. And Medabim, let's just finish this paragraph. Medabim, come upon me, you lodin lukav chayv bin yonam shul mechshaylus averis chesvenis to usum shayach shal tziba zavad in the fetus. It's true that there are certain, when you see that there are individuals who are doing mamish averis, you know, mamish averis with Shabbos, other things that the mamish averis. So we spoke about that already earlier in previous weeks. That's a very hard thing to deal with in the halachas. We spoke about it. He says zavad in the fetus. That's a different kind of avoid. That's a different type of an avoider. We spoke about that this person wasn't raised in a religious home, and so on and so forth. Different ways of thinking, different ways of trying to be down the kaf schuz. We'll talk more about it. We're talking about now. What we're talking about now is that Jews who are religious, but they do it in a different way that you do it. It's different, and it's according to Shulchan Aruch, and they have the gedolim that paskin for them. And it's different than you. Keeps things in a different way. I was just who's showing me many is different than me. He doesn't go the way that I go in many things. This whole negativity is false to begin with. This is what we have to review. That Hashem is Baruch Davka wants that it should be this way. Hashem is Baruch wants it to be these different ways. Van Hagaselu and these different customs. There's nothing at all that's chisar in any of this. There's nothing that's wrong with that person. There's nothing wrong with a person who wears a shrimal. There's nothing wrong with a person who wears a hat. There's nothing wrong with a person who wears a yarmulke. This one wears a white yarmulke, this one wears a black yarmulke, this one wears a velvet, this one wears this. There's nothing wrong with any of them. There's nothing wrong. And it's crazy. And the way to judge people, you could say, Beseda, I would prefer, this is how we grew up, I prefer that my son and my daughter go to the Beseda. But to say that, to be mazalzel, to look down, I've been in all different places, and I've come from all different ways, and I want to tell you something. I found just as much, if not more, negative judgment by the modern Orthodox looking down on how people dress with shrimals or with hats and jackets. I found more of that than I found friendliness among the Hasidim and openness to people who are not dressing the way that they do. I've been in all of these worlds. And the people who don't dress like the Chassidim would say so, say, oh, that to judge in this way of dressing is this and this is that, and they think that the Chassidim will look down upon them. Lav davke. I haven't seen that so much. I've heard more negativity from the modern Olam against the Chassidish Olam. And where does it all come from? And the same way if Chassidim talk against somebody who's modern. Where does it all come from, Bichla? As long as somebody's keeping mitzvahs. Where does it come from, keeping halacha? Insecurity, sin, a hatred, smallness. You're insecure with who you are. You're insecure. You have a person who bichlal is not working on himself. Hasn't changed his davening, his learning in 30, 40 years, and they'll look down on somebody because he wears a different yarmulke. And that person could be an unbelievable bentire and doesn't dress the way that he does. And this guy has been fooling around for the last 30 years. And this other guy is gewaldic, and he looks down on him. It's crazy. So he ends and he says like this. This is the nature of people. Where it really begins 99% of the time is that the reason you look down upon that person is not because of an avera. You know, we're not so God fearing. It doesn't bother us so much that someone's doing that there are averas in the world. We're not holding so much on that level. So why do you look down on the person? Because there's something else.
But now, once you look down on the person because of something else, you might not even admit it to yourself what it is. But now that you look down on the person because of differences, then you dress it up in a religious way. And you say, oh, the reason that I don't like that person, no, it's not because of this or that. It's because they don't, you know, this doesn't, he doesn't wear a hat, he doesn't wear a strap, he doesn't wear this, he doesn't go like that. And you're making all kinds of silly things. But where does it begin? It doesn't begin with something religious. 99% of the time, it doesn't begin with something religious. And if it's someone that you love, if it's somebody you bendless love, if it's a relative of yours or a friend that you love, you can be sorrowful even though they're not keeping Shabbos, and you can be sorrowful even though they don't dress properly, and even though they don't make their brachas. But if it's something that you have something against and you feel is different and you don't like, then everything is wrong. The brachas are wrong, the Shabbos are wrong, the clothing is wrong, everything is wrong. And it all begins with zilzim. It all begins with this problem that we're talking about. Then he says you'll find all kinds of chesroinus. You'll build up a whole philosophy against those people that you don't like. And you'll dress it up in all kinds of fancy ideas and ideologies to show that, no, I have nothing against it. I love Jews, except this kind of Jew, I don't know, this. And all these diburim, all these things that filled the world, what happened, you know, the whole thing with Lubavitch. With Lubavitch, this is a separate topic. The sin that you find against Lubavitch was cooking long before the Meshechistim started. There was already stuff cooking in the yeshivas and stuff against Lubavitch. Long time ago. But then, once it started with the Nebuchadnezzar, with the craziness, with the Mashiach things, so then it was like let loose. Here it is, the last 50 years gathering, jealousy, sin, hatred for other Jews, who did nothing to hurt them, who only are helping Jews, and from there came a sin, and that every little yeshiva bachur in Bnei Brak can make fun, can put down other Jews, and they think that they're doing the biggest mitzvah, and their rebbe's telling me you're doing a big mitzvah. I had a student of mine that called me last night. A student called me last night that he's in a certain yeshiva in New York where the Rebbe gave a shmooze yesterday, and he said that the Lubavitchers are bigger terrorists than the ones that are in Afghanistan. And he was brought up in the Lubavitcher family, this student of mine. No? So I hung up the phone. He says, Rebbe, what should I do? I don't know if I can stay in this yeshiva anymore. That's what the yeshiva said. How can I stay in this yeshiva? So I said, let me see. Let me talk about it. The emissary says, of course you can't stay in such yeshiva. How can you even makabel Torah from a Jew who is saved by Jews such a thing? And that Rashi, when he went to bed last night, he said, boy, did I teach the boys the truth. I let them have it, you know. Now they're going to be good Jews. Because I said on other Jews that they're terrorists. Such a shyness that they're terrorists. The only terrorists in the world are the ones, the enemies, but amongst our people are the ones who are putting down other Jews and knocking other groups and saying negative things and hurting and destroying and seeing bad and seeing ugliness in everybody. Those are the ones who are terrorizing the children in the yeshivas and the schools. And it's the same thing by the Chabadskas. Also, they have to be careful. Because the Lubavitchers, they have their thing, so they'll give it back, and they'll say that this was, they're not good. Right, by many Lubavitchers, unless you're a Lubavitcher, you're not b'chlal, not a Yid. You're b'chlal, not part of Yiddishkeit. All of these things come from smallness, narishkeit. The tzaddikim weren't like this at all. The Rebbe wasn't like this at all. The great people are not like this. It's the small people that fall into these terrible, crazy things. This is our nisoyim before Mashiach comes, to strengthen our Ahavas Yisrael and to look at other Jews in a good way and to try to appreciate that Hashem loves these differences and wants these. It's not a bedevit, it's the lechachila that Hashem wants it. No, we should be zeichem Hashem a little bit to work on this.